Mark Simone Show on 710 WOR.
Well, we got lots to get to this hour. What's next for Donald Trump? We'll get to TV theme songs. We'll get to Oprah. There is a lot coming up for Donald Trump. You're going to have the lawsuit by the nut job, what's her name? E. Jean Carroll, a writer. She's written a book or two. You know that woman, Jo Bartlett?
No. Only from the news story.
You do. You just don't remember. You remember John Johnson? Yeah, the newsman, Channel 7. He's a great newsman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was married to this wacko for a while.
Oh.
most people would describe her as nutty, wacky. So she claims that Trump raped her. This is one wacky lawsuit. She's going to go ahead with that. She loves the attention. So you got that coming up. Everybody is trying to catch. There's a lot of people that want to run for president that have no business running for president. No chance of running for president. Mike Pence, you could argue, is a qualified guy. Was a senator. What was he, a senator or a congressman?
He was a senator.
Senator. And then, of course, he was the vice president for 4 years. Yeah. He's certainly qualified, but he has absolutely no personality. He's just like a mannequin. He's just no personality. So he's trying to jump in. There's two guys, Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo's a very nice guy. And a very smart guy, and he was CIA director, he was Secretary of State. You could argue he's qualified to run for president, but like Pence, has absolutely no personality. You imagine New Year's Eve, just you and Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo. That's your New Year's Eve party. The two dullest guys with can you imagine a debate between Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo? Nobody would win.
Oh, my.
The moderator would be dozing off. I mean, nobody could listen to this. So they're all trying to cash in on this Trump thing, the dinner with the Kanye West. So here's Pence. I want to jump right in. This is my ticket to get the nomination.
President Trump was wrong to give a white nationalist, an anti-Semite, and a Holocaust denier a seat at the table. And I think he should apologize for it, and he should denounce those individuals and their hateful rhetoric without qualification.
Yeah. Now, first of all, this guy, we don't even know who the hell this guy, what's his name? Nick Fuentes.
Yeah.
And he's a sharp-looking guy. If you look at the pictures, the video. I mean, if you didn't know, he just looks like a sharp-looking young guy. And he obviously gets around. He's traveling around with Kanye West. He's going to Mar. He gets around. So don't be surprised if pretty soon this guy starts showing photos of him and Mike Pence together at some event. Him and Ron DeSantis. This guy's going to have pictures of him with all of you guys. So take it easy on this stuff for a while. You better wait and see what happens here with this. He sounds like a nutty guy. He's a DeSantis supporter. But you'll hear Pompeo chime in. They'll all chime in. And then if this doesn't work, Pence will start the January 6th stuff. I was almost hanged. They almost hung me that day. Hanged me that day. So nobody ever tried to hang Mike Pence. Nobody ever went near Mike Pence or tried to hang him. Even the Secret Service didn't think it was necessary to remove him from the building. He wanted to stay, by the way. They at one point thought he'd leave. But if it's ever a real serious situation, Secret Service doesn't ask. They remove you. The reason for those hang Mike Pence signs, that was actually caused by the Democrats, because for a year and a half, Democrats had riots taking place all over the place. And at every riot, it became a tradition, there'd be a big mannequin that looked exactly like Donald Trump hanging from a noose with signs all over it, hang Donald Trump. You can Google this and you'll see all the pictures of the hang Donald Trump. So that's where Republicans got the idea. It's just something you carry to protest. Nobody ever tried to actually do anything to Mike Pence. Did any of those guys ever actually try to do anything to anybody? They basically just ran up around the hallways.
Yeah, they shouted some things. That's about it.
Yeah. I heard one honest news guy on some show. They always lie. They say the insurrection, the January 6th, the insurrection. There was no insurrection. The 948 people have been arrested and charged. Nobody is charged with insurrection. All the charges are unlawful entry, trespassing, rioting, that kind of stuff. But one honest news guy said the January 6th Capitol riot. That's all it was. A riot, a trespassing incident. So anyway, Mike Pence will keep trying this. Everybody will keep trying until you're going to have a big problem if Trump doesn't run. What are you going to do in those primary debates? They're going to be really boring. Really boring. And DeSantis is not running. I think he knows better. He's not a good speaker, and he's a terrible debater. He's got plenty of time to fix this. He's only 43, but he's not running this time around. He knows better than that. He knows it's not his time. So we'll see what happens. Did you hear the Howard Stern stuff about Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah, I read a little bit about it.
Just happened to be listening. I don't usually listen, but I was listening, and he's right. Her Instagram. You know, it's one thing if people put, here's our turkey, here's our Thanksgiving. But when she posts this stuff, she's got like 47 people that she flew in from Africa for Thanksgiving. And then they got all this incredible food, not just three things, like 87 different things to eat. And you watch 47 butlers carry it in. And then you see that she goes out in the garden if she needs herbs. She's got 6 miles of herbs growing in her garden. I mean, it's the most incredible estate. Should you really post all of that, Joe Bartlett? Is that right?
No. No. Don't flaunt it.
Yeah. Don't flaunt it. You know, I don't know. You could say, well, Jay Leno, look at that garage with 4,000 cars, like, you know, $20 million worth of cars. And you ever see that? Because it's not even a garage. It's like a museum with incredible paintings on the walls in it. But that's different. The guy's a mechanic. You know, he's fixing the cars. Okay, that's a hobby. You know, it's a hobby. We'll indulge that. But Oprah going way too far. And wasn't she supposed to be very relatable? It's so unrelatable, this Instagram. It's just showing off. And Stern points out, you know, Stern says, you know, I'm a pretty wealthy guy. I got quite a house, but I don't put it on Instagram and show it off to everybody. And by the way, Stern has some pretty good dinner parties with 40 people in his house and all kinds of people waiting on them. But, you know, it never shows it. So I don't know why she's getting so carried away. What do you think she's up to? Looking for attention?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Looking to, who knows? Looking to impress people?
Yeah.
As if she has to? I mean,
you know, the old Oprah, when she was big on TV, it wasn't about that kind of stuff. It was about her looking in the camera and giving you some really good advice or really showing you how to lose weight or really showing you what to do in a bad relationship. It wasn't about showing you how many butlers and how many maids she's got at Thanksgiving. So, hey, there was this. Where did this come from, the best TV theme song of all time? Who did that,
sir? Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone.
I hate this Rolling Stone.
I know, yeah. They're kind of off the mark a lot.
I hate that Rolling Stone. You know, if they wrote an article about who makes the best guitar pick, I would read that. That's Rolling Stone. You know, stick to what you know, but all of a sudden they're doing all kinds of surveys. So who won as the best theme song of all time?
Jeffersons was the number one.
The Jeffersons?
Yes.
What?
Moving on up. Yeah, that one.
It's not even close to, I mean, it's a good theme song. Everybody remembers it, but it's not even close. That's ridiculous. How could that win? Anyway, let me just go through the history of TV theme songs. In the 1950s, you had all these TV theme songs. Now, you had some goofy ones like I Love Lucy and all that. But in the late 50s, you probably had the best TV theme songs ever, quality-wise, because they would go get the greatest songwriters in the world to write the TV theme songs. You remember like Peter Gunn and Mr. Lucky? They brought in Henry Mancini to write those theme songs. There was 77 Sunset Strip, and they would get like the top songwriters to write these great theme songs. Then in the 60s, it changed a little. They got more clever. They'd bring in funnier songwriters. So you got funny themes like Beverly Hillbillies, Green Acres, and that Gilligan's Island theme. So that was different. Then that kind of went into the 70s. They'd get some of the best guys. You remember this one? John Sebastian wrote this. And it actually became a big hit record.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
See, that became the thing in the 70s. Not only get a top current hit songwriter to do, singer to do your theme song, but try to get it to become a hit single to promote the show. So that became a big number one hit single. Then this one.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes.
So they had these whole songs for like a minute, and then they'd do a 3-minute version. That would become the big hit single. Well, here's another one. Now, this one they went to get some of the one of the great songwriters in the world, Johnny Mandel, to write this.
Thank you.
Okay, it doesn't sound that exciting, but in 1973, 74, you know, in the movie, they used the lyrics. They wouldn't use the lyrics in the TV show because the networks didn't want the lyrics. They thought it was too, was suicide is painless. A little too controversial for television. Let me see, which one is this? Oh, I love this. Remember the Bob Newhart show, the first one in Chicago? Did you watch that, Joe Bartlett?
Yeah, I really wasn't a big Bob Newhart fan.
What is wrong with you? What do you mean you're not a big...
He was all right, you know.
Mr. Carlin, this is the greatest show, the Bob Newhart show. All right, it wasn't the greatest theme song. Now, this we're into the 80s now. They still had great theme songs in the 80s. This was one of the greatest of all time.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
That was a great show, wasn't it? You used to watch the Golden Girls, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Love the Golden Girls, yep.
Now, in 2022, I want you to go to any streaming company, TV network, say, I'd like to do a show about 4 80-year-old women. See if they jump on this idea. Hey, now what happened? Why there's no more TV theme songs? Well, the reason is they kept adding commercials. Now, most of these theme songs, they're all sitcoms. And if you were back in the 1950s, a sitcom, and I Love Lucy or one of those, ran about 24 minutes. And 6 minutes of the half hour would be commercials. So it was about a 24-minute show. Which is why if you watch an old show now in reruns, they had a clip out, like a 5 minutes of the show, to stick in more commercials. Then by the 70s, you know what? It was like 21 minutes. And do you know how long a sitcom runs nowadays in the 21st century?
Less than 21, I guess, right?
16 minutes.
Really?
Sometimes 17. Yeah, it's actually 16, 17 minutes a show. So one of the things they had to do is get rid of the TV theme song because that could take up a minute and a half. So that you needed that for the show. So I think this was the last real serious TV theme song. This was the last one with a real where they brought in top songwriters and got a great song. I mean, this was a great song.
Today takes everything you've got.
Now see, this is the verse.
Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
And then like a couple years into Cheers,
wouldn't you like to,
they had to get rid of this verse and just go right to the chorus and cut it in half.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
So that was the last great TV theme song. Now the next big hit show was Seinfeld. That was one of the first that didn't have really had a theme song. Remember Seinfeld? It was just
kind of like little music.
Yeah, it was
a musical interlude. Yeah,
it was a couple of notes on some. Was like a synthesizer, something. Boom, boom, boom. It was like just a couple of notes. And you remember the theme song for Everybody Loves Raymond? That was next. It was just a couple of notes on a piano. So the TV theme song became a couple of notes. 4 seconds, that's your theme song. I think the only exception was the King of Queens. That had a real theme song. And here's the greatest TV theme song ever. And it's the only, you know, you make a fortune if you write the TV theme song because you get paid royalties every time it runs. And in reruns for years, you get paid. Here's the biggest TV theme song, the number one show for years. And the song never got any royalties. This was the TV theme song. 60 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Genius.
You know, I asked them once. It wasn't, they didn't go to a sound effects recording. They actually got a real stopwatch, an old-fashioned stopwatch, put some kind of microphone right on it, and that's the theme song of 60 minutes. Now, then you get this kind of stuff. But that was already an existing song. Who did that? I can't remember. Some English group.
I don't know, but they didn't have time constraints on HBO. That's why you got songs.
Yeah, they were trying to kill time. And actually, that was just a record before David Chase had heard that on the radio, and he liked it. He just filed it away in case he ever did a show to use that as a theme song. You know that stupid Curb Your Enthusiasm theme, that dumb instrumental?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That was actually from a bank commercial. Larry David heard it one day. Some bank was using it on their commercial, and he told his assistant, track it down, find out what it is, and save it in case he ever needed it. And then when he did Curb Your Enthusiasm, he used it. So that's why there's no more TV theme songs, just a couple of notes. Even the streaming shows, Breaking Bad or any of that, there's no theme song. Not just a couple of notes, and that's it. So what'd you say, one?
The Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons.
Moving on up, yeah.
It wasn't that great a thing. It was good, but...
They must have gone to the old crown, because it was like Gilligan's Island was number two in the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch? Yeah, that was a pretty good song.
Yeah.
Well, Jefferson, the cast was all black. I think that's why that won. They were trying to be very woke.
Well, hey, Sanford and Son is another one there.
Yeah. See, no show of white people could win anyway. This is Rolling Stone. They were being too careful. That's why MASH, they had to put that last. They couldn't. So, anyway, hey, check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. This is a very sad video, a very sad holiday video. It's a confused old man wandering around lost on Nantucket over the weekend. You can guess who it is, but watch how lost and confused he looks. And, this is Joe Biden. Thanksgiving Day, they want him to call in and just say hello to the people at the Macy's Parade. Watch him screw that up. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.